This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muhammad al-Aswat from Umama bint al-As. He had al-Hasan and Ramla bint al-Kubra from Sa'd bint Urwa. He also had Hani, Maymuna, Zainab al-Sugra, Ramla al-Sugra, Khuthum al-Sugra, Fatima, Umama, Khadija, al-Kiram, Ja'far al-Junama, Nafisa, and Salama from various mothers, in addition to another daughter whose name was not narrated, who died very young. So Ali had plenty of children, which was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, have children. He said, have children. I want my ummah to be the largest ummah out there. So get married and have children. We're not talking to you, Siri, and we don't want children from you. But anyway, he said, I want my ummah to be the largest ummah out there. Abu Maryam reported that Ali radiallahu anhu once said, I headed out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until we reached the Kaaba. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, crouch down. And he climbed on my shoulders. When I tried to stand up while carrying him, he noticed my difficulty. So he came down and he crouched for me and he said, get on my shoulders. He carried me and stood up, and it seemed to me that I would be able to reach the sky's horizon if I wished, until I climbed on the house and found a copper and brass statue on top of it. I kept trying to move it from the left to the right, the front to the back, till I was able to move it. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, throw it down. So I threw it down and it broke like glass. Then I descended, after which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I raced each other until we hid amongst the houses, lest someone would see us. And this is narrated by Imam Ahmed. So they climbed up, took an idol, threw it down, broke it, and then took off running. This was their relationship together. Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu reported that on the day of the Battle of Khaybar, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should know this is a very, very famous hadith. On the day of the Battle of Khaybar, it's a very big battle. It's a very monumental battle for the Muslims. It played a huge significant role in the life of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, tomorrow I will give the flag to someone who will be given victory by Allah and who loves Allah and His Messenger and who is loved by Allah and His Messenger. It's a beautiful thing to be told. He said, tomorrow I will give the flag to someone who will be given victory by Allah, and not only does he love Allah and His Messenger, he is loved by Allah and His Messenger. Therefore, all night, the people would not sleep because they were wondering, who is this flag going to be given? All night, they're thinking, who is this person? Who is this person? And then everyone hoped that they would be that one. Then the next morning, the Prophet ﷺ said, where is Ali? Where is Ali? They said he is suffering from an eye infection, therefore he can't see. Like he had some kind of eye affection, maybe something had gotten his eye, something had infected in some stents or whatever, but he couldn't see. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, send for him anyway. So he brought him, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spit in his own hands, used his own saliva, and wiped it over Ali's eyes. At once he was cured as if he had never had any ailment. And Ali is even reported to have said, after that my eyesight was like eagle eye vision. Like he had 20/20 vision for the rest of his life after this, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. The Prophet ﷺ gave him the flag, and then Ali said, should I fight them till they become Muslims? Should I fight them till they become like us? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go to them patiently and calmly until you enter their land. Then invite them to Islam. You see, this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching the rules of warfare. We're not just running in and smashing, grabbing and pillaging. It's not the way the Muslims did it. Not like the Romans or the Vikings or even the British and the Americans. You know, there's rules to our warfare. He said, go to them calmly, calmly, and invite them to Islam, because this is the best thing for them. Invite them to Islam and inform them that what is enjoined upon them. For by Allah, if Allah gives guidance to anyone through you, it is better than possessing red camels. This is where this famous hadith comes from. That if anyone is guided to Islam through you, it is better than possessing red camels. And red camels were like the Bugattis of the day. You know what I mean? Even more so than that. They used to ask the Prophet ﷺ, will we have red camels in Jannah? This is how much they valued red camels. They would ask, they'd have them in paradise. So he said, it's better than you than red camels. This is narrated by Imam Ahmad, and it's both in Bukhari and Muslim. and is well narrated from Qatada, who is a very famous narrator of a hadith and well known. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Ali ibn Abi Talib behind him as he proceeded on the expedition of Tabuk, wherein Ali said, "O Messenger of Allah, are you leaving me behind with the women and the children?" He basically asked me, like, "You know I'm one of the best fighters you have. I'm one of the most bravest warriors of Banu Hashim. You're leaving me with women and children. Is that my position in this?" Because this was the battle of Usra. Like, this was a battle of hardship. This was going to be a lot of reward because they knew that it was going to be difficult. He said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah," is complaining to him, that, "Are you leaving me with the women and the children?" Therein the Prophet ﷺ said, "Aren't you satisfied that you are to me like Harun was to Musa?" Look what he tells him. "Aren't you satisfied that to me you are like Harun was to Musa?" If you know the story of Musa and Harun, Harun was the support to Musa. Even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Fir'aun to go to Musa, what did he say? "Send with me with my brother Harun. Send with me," because he had so much love for him and knew that he would support him, etc., so on and so forth. He said, "Aren't you satisfied that you are like Harun was to Musa to me? Wherein, but with the exception, there will be no prophet after me." That's the only difference, is that Harun became a prophet. Later on, you're not a prophet. Then Ali said, "I'm fine with that." This is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Ali had no problem after that. He said, "Okay." Zur ibn Hubaysa reported that Ali radiallahu anhu once said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a covenant with me that none would love me but a believer. He once told me and made a covenant with me that none would love me but a believer, and none would hate you but a hypocrite. None would love you except that they are a believer, and none would despise you except but they are a munafiq. And this is related by Imam Muslim. Zahdan reported that he heard Ali radiallahu an in Al-Rubaba saying that while he was seeking people's aid, who witnessed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is a statement that was made during the calamity during Ali's Khalifa. He came out and he said, "How many of you witnessed the Messenger of Allah on the day of Ghaydr Khum?" Anybody know what the day of Ghaydr Khum is? Anybody? This is the place where he stopped on the farewell pilgrimage. During the farewell pilgrimage, before giving his very famous address, farewell sermon, he stopped at a place called Ghaydr Khum and took an oath from the people. He said, "Did you not attend and hear what he said on that day?" And what did he say on that day? On that day he said, "I leave behind with you two things. If you hold fast to them, you'll never go astray. They're the Book of Allah and my family." The Book of Allah and my family. Hold on to them and you'll never go astray. He said, "Do you not remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And he took Ali's hand and held up. This is an authentic hadith. You'll find this in the collection of Sunni scholars. Where he took up his hand. He took up his hand, Ali's hand, and said, "This is my family. This is my progeny." So Ali is now calling on the people and saying, "Do you not remember what happened on that day?" Thereupon, 13 men stood up and testified that they heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "For whoever I am an ally, a friend of Ali, is his excuse me. For whomever I am an ally and friend, Ali is also his ally and friend." So basically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Ghaydr Khum, he took up Ali's hand and he said, "Whoever is a mawla to me," meaning an ally, a supporter, a defender, "whoever is a mawla for me, then they are also a mawla for Ali. That whoever is a protector of me, you're a protector of Ali as well." It is narrated by Imam Ahmad. So these are authentic sources. Hubayra reported that Al-Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma delivered a sermon. This is when Hassan was the Khalifa for a short period of time. He said in his sermon, "A man has left you yesterday," and this is shortly after the death of Ali, "a man has left you yesterday whom the formers did not proceed with knowledge and whom the latters will never catch up with. Whom the formers did not proceed with knowledge, whom the latters will never catch up with. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to send him with the flag